Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey Branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
And you breathe upon them and you say to receive my power. Begin to receive the power of God into your life, into your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Is breathing upon you this moment. Begin to receive from him this morning. In the name of Jesus. Not by my might. Not by my power. But by the Spirit of the Lord. Holy Ghost. Begin to release your power. Begin to release angels of God, begin to spread your wings right now. Begin to spread your wings right now. Covering from the back, begin to spread. Begin to spread. Begin to spread it. Begin to spread it. In the name of Jesus. Maleka broko sotolobo seki be. Himolobo sa ili mabaka boko sotolobo seki be. Mama leka be kaboa. Himbolobo sele mabaka bo sokotolo masaya. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anything that is not to the glory of God, we take it captive now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anything that is not in the glory of God, I take it captive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Any power that is not from God, I arrest it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, may your power and your authority rule.
Amen.
Fire of the Holy Ghost begin to move.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you have spoken.
Yes.
And today you will do.
Amen.
We give you the glory.
Amen.
And the honor.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let the children of God say amen.
Amen.
Give a big clap of hands to the Lord as you take your seat. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of God. It is good to be in the house of God. Say amen. If you miss today, then you've missed something big in your life. Say amen. I didn't hear the amen. If you miss today, if you are in the house today, just say, God, I thank you that I came. I want to hear you. If you are in the house today, just say, God, I thank you that I came. Because you are about to do something. I want to hear you because, God, you are about to do something. I'm not hearing you because you are about to do something. Because Jesus is about to do something tonight. This morning, God is about to do something. He's going to move mountains. He is going to tear down every burden, every yoke. Anything that the devil is using to pull you down tonight or this morning is going to be what? To pull down. By the anointing of God. Because I can sense the power and the anointing of God in this place. Angels are all over the place. Hey, if you are not ready today, I don't know when you're going to be ready. Because tonight or this morning, they are ready to work. The power of God and the anointing of God is ready, is at work already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We took a journey, and God has brought us this far. Hey, today we are not going to preach much. We are going to pull down. We are going to pull down strongholds. We are tearing down strongholds in our lives. Because when we took the journey, we went to the mountain and then God granted us power and authority. The power and the authority given unto us is going to be demonstrated here this afternoon. And you're going to see how God is good. Hallelujah.
If you did not take this journey with us, God will still show himself great in you. But if you took the journey, God is about to do something great. Because he said, great things has he done, and greater things he's about to do unto you. Say amen. Because the Bible says, our spiritual warfare are not carnal. They are mighty for the pulling down of what? Strongholds. There are certain strongholds in your life that has kept you stagnant. That you are not seeing the glory of God in your life. This morning, I'm telling you, every stronghold is going to be teared down. How many of you took the journey? 2 weeks. How many people went? Only few. We got to the mountain top. He has brought us this way. He's about to do something. We don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against spiritual weaknesses that are in what? High places. We wrestle against darknesses. Things that are what? Holding us. That we cannot see with our physical eyes. The only time you can approach those things and begin to tackle them is by entering into the spirit. And I know you have gone into the spirit and you are being fed with power to pull down every stronghold that is in your life. You are going to tear down every stronghold that is in your life. If you are in this place and then you have been fighting with somebody, let me tell you, you are fighting with the wrong person. Because you fight the person today, you leave, you walk out of here, you don't see that person again. But there is something greater that is fighting you every day. That is what you need to focus on. Amen. Focus on the spiritual things that are what fighting you. Not the physical thing, the me and you thing. That me and you fight has to stop. And let us move on to maturity. Hey, let's move on to maturity in the spirit, not in the physical. Because physical things will just pass. But the spiritual things follow you all the time. And you don't want to deal with those things. You are dealing with the wrong person. Amen. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not fight and we do not act in the flesh. We fight. Our fight is against what? Principalities that are in what? Darknesses that are in places that you cannot see. So the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God. Hey, we put on the armor of God in these 2 weeks. I'm telling you, if you happen to be here those 2 weeks, some people are missing. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. There was a revelation. As I was taking a shower, the Lord said to me, you see, the devil came to steal, right? To kill, right? And to destroy. And he said to me, what do you do when somebody breaks into your house and take your stuff? What is the first thing that you do? You are not home. Somebody breaks in, steal your stuff, and then you come home and you saw that your things are gone. Somebody stole them. What do you do? You call 911. You file a complaint. I know, right? You file a complaint. To the police. They're right there. And then sometimes, when they are able to discover some of the things, they'll call you to come and claim them. The devil stole from you. Have you filed a complaint? Have you filed a complaint? And even when you filed a complaint and then he called you to come and claim the stuff that were recovered, you still refuse to. You refuse to come and claim the things that you require. You want him to come and give it to you. The police never comes. They don't give it to you. Right? They don't come and give it to you. They will make it for you. Identify what is yours. The same thing the spirit. You will come. Identify what is yours. And then you claim. Do not expect that Jesus will walk to your doorstep and then give it to you. You file a complaint in the spirit. And then what? You will retrieve your staff for you. And then when those retrievers are done, you tell it to come in. And when they call you to come in, because you do not know that there are certain things that are stealing from you. You see, that is why he revealed unto us that we should go these 2 weeks and pulling down every stronghold by the anointing. Pulling down every stronghold. Anything that the canker worms, the caterpillars have taken from you, you have to take it back. But you were not ready to take them back. You will not. If God doesn't come through for you, you will see. Hallelujah. And one thing that I realized, and the Spirit also revealed unto me, that I'm sharing with you, because we're going to pray today. Today is all about prayer. We're going to pray. And you are going to break every yoke, every burden, everything that the enemy is using to stop your progress. Your life, the church, anything around you, you have to claim it. Say amen. Because you are not claiming it with your physical, you are claiming it with your what? Spiritual. The power and the authority given unto you. Because the Bible says in Mark and in Matthew that he assembled his disciples together and he summoned them. But before he summoned them, he gave them what? Power and authority over what? Demon sicknesses, over powers. So God has given you power and authority. And he said unto them, in my name, you shall cast out demons. In my name, you shall tell this mountain to move. And it will be what? Move. That is the God that we serve. He gave us the power and the authority. Not able to use it. You see, as he took me through, he revealed something unto me. He said, most of us, we don't receive from him because we are still sitting down and we are telling him, God, help me, God, help me. God, if you don't come, I'll die. Yes, you will die. I'm telling you, if you sit down and you put your hands between your legs and you say, God, if you don't come right now, I will die. Yes, he will tell you, you will die. Say amen. If you put your hands in there and then you sit and say, God, help me, he won't help you. Because that is not what he said unto you. He said, I have given you power and authority over everything, that when you said in my name, it has to come to pass. He did not say, sit over there and then look at the problem and say, Jesus, come. Jesus will not come because that power has been given unto you to command it to leave. Because he said unto them, if you have faith like the mustard seed, you shall tell this mountain, you shall tell this sickness, you shall tell this poverty, you shall tell this unemployment, get out of my way. And it shall be moved. Those are the mountains that are in your life. If you look at the mountain, they will still look at you. When you are looking at the mountain, they will look at you. Jesus did not give us the authority to look at the mountain. He gave us authority to move those mountains in our lives. That power and authority was given to you. The Bible says that's why God raised him high and gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that yes, he is Lord to the glory of God. That is the God I will serve. You said, 1,000 will fall on my side, 10,000 on my other side. Only with my eyes will I see the reward of the wicked. Because greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where cometh my help? My help come from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth. He that watches over me neither sleeps nor slumber, because the Lord watches over his word to perform. That is the God that we serve. He's watching over his word to perform. This morning, he has watched over his word. Hey, for too long, he has watched over his word. He is about to perform. God is about to perform. Every mountain is going to be moved. Every valley is going to be filled. Every dry land is going to strive. Every dry sea is going to be overflowing. It's going to overflow, says the Spirit of a living God. It's going to be overflow. Hey, because we serve a living God. How long have you been in this situation? How long? How long are you fighting your Assyrians and your Egyptians? You are still looking at them. Hallelujah. When they got to the Red Sea, they did not look. They lift up their hands unto God and said unto him, may this sea be departed. And he opened it, and then they walk on dry land. But when you got to the sea, you are still standing there and looking at the sea. You are not speaking the word unto the sea. You are not speaking the word unto your mountain. You are not speaking the word unto your what? Problem. You are not speaking the word unto your situation. You need to begin to speak the word. Because the Bible says, nothing was made without the word. So before something has to hoop and move, you have to speak the word. Hallelujah. It takes the word to move mountains. It takes the word of God to move mountains. It takes everything to move mountains. Sometimes the devil speaks certain things in your ears and say, hey, you cannot make it. Hey, I'm telling you, tell the devil you are a liar. Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hey, if you don't know the word of God, the devil can always kick you left and right. The devil said, this sickness is not going to go. You said you lie. Because he said, by his stripes I'm healed. Because he takes my sickness and my burdens onto the cross. And he nailed them over there. And it is said, it is finished. Once he said, it's finished. This sickness is finished. But when you go and they write the report to you, you take the report and you started crying. Oh, mewo, mewo. Oh, mewo, mewo. Yes, you will die. When they give it to you, say, no, this is a wrong report. In the name of Jesus, I declare a change of this report. And let me tell you, begin to speak life unto yourself. And it will happen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go to certain places, and then they tell us certain things, and then we accept it and we go home. Because we think it's okay. Child of God, it's not okay. Those are the what? Devices of the enemy. Because the Bible says, you need to know the word of God. So when the enemy comes, when he speaks, you counterattack. Hallelujah. But when the enemy speaks in your life and says, mercy, this sickness will kill you, you accept it. When he said unto you, this is going to burden you down, you accept it. Do not accept what he's telling you, that is a lie. You tell him that greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. My father has conquered you 2,000 years ago, and he has given me power and authority over you, sicknesses and demons. Wherever you come from, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus to leave my body, because my body is the temple of God. Begin to speak life unto your life. Begin to speak good things unto you, and it will happen. Because the Bible says that your tongue lies what? Death and life. When you speak life, it will follow you. When you speak death, it will also follow you. Hallelujah. Begin to speak life unto yourself. This morning, you're going to speak life unto yourself. This morning, you're going to pull every mountain out of your life, out of your way. Because you want to see God moving in your life. We want to see some transformation. We want to see things happening, testimonies. Hey, we want to see prosperity, growth in this church. You see, one of my prayers that I've been praying, that God, may you let growth take place in this church. Let it exceed our imagination, our thinking. Sometimes you walk in here and you'll be like, I think I'm in the wrong church. Hallelujah. You will walk in here and be like, maybe I didn't put on my glasses well. I think I'm in the wrong church. But you are not in the wrong church. You are in the right church. Because you are seeing things
that your eyes cannot even see. Your eyes cannot contain. Because he said, I'm about to do something. The old things are gone. I'm about to do a new thing. God is about to do a new thing in your life. Say amen. Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, read from 12. Hallelujah.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world powers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavens.
This is why you must take up the full what armor. And what does 2 Corinthians 10, 4 down says? Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not humans. It's not you. It's not made by bows and arrows. It's not made by gun. Because people can imitate guns and they can imitate bows and arrows. But nobody can imitate the power of God when it's at work. Say amen. I didn't hear you say amen. Amen. People can imitate stuff. They'll wear bulletproof. So when you shoot them, it won't hurt them. People have other devices that when you throw, they can what? Reset the missile and then destroy it. But when God throws his missile, you see, I'm the only person in the spirit. Hallelujah. When God throws his missile, when he throws the missile, you see, they will see it coming. The Bible says that when the enemies were having party underground, they were having, you see, the enemies, they can also have party. They can have party about you. When you let yourself go and then they take you, they have a party. The Bible says the enemies, they were having party. Lucifer and his people, they were having a party. They were enjoying. All kinds of meat were there. All kinds of food. Because the Ashantis came. The Gans came. The Elwes came. Fufui was there. Komi was there. Everything was there. They were having a party, enjoying. And the Bible says, as they sit down and then they were enjoying, Lucifer took a toothpick. He started to take his... There's something... Put it down. He went back again. Am I seeing you well? He said, he called the other and said, are you seeing what I'm seeing? He said, what are you seeing? I don't see what you are seeing. He said, so I'm the only one here. I'm seeing something coming. He said, do something. He said, hey, this one that is coming, I cannot do anything. It is bigger than I. To tell you, they are sitting somewhere today. You see, begin to do your hands like this. They are sitting somewhere today. They are having party about me. The fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God. May you appear over there. Hey, may you appear in their meeting camp, wherever they are. May the fire of God appear. You have to speak, release. The Bible says, as they sit down, they see the fire coming. This is power. Authority was coming. They could not contain it. And all of a sudden, he appeared unto them. And they all bowed down to him. And they said, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We salute you, Master Jesus. We salute you. We know that you appear here. We know. And he said, give me the keys. He took it from him. He said, now I have the keys of death and life. And he came and he said, you are my son and my daughter. I give to you. But when he gave to you, you are not using it. Ah! Hey, he gave to you and you are not what? Use it. All this work that he did, he gave it to you and you are not using it.
I told somebody, you see, everything that you do in the spirit, bring it to physical. I said, go to my house and wait for me. I won't be there. Take the keys. When you get there, open it. Wait. And I come. And talk. I gave you the keys. You get to my door. You sit at my front step. Wait. Wait. I came. And I said, why aren't you inside? Because you are not here. But I gave you the key. Yes, I know. The same thing you are doing. The same thing you are doing. But I gave you the key to go in. Yes, I know. Is it cold here? Yes, I know. All right, I'll be back. Sit here. The same thing Jesus is doing. He gave you the key. The power, the authority to open. When he came, you are still sitting. And he goes. Because he's not going to open for you.
He has given you that power and authority to open every door, to break every yoke by the anointing. You see, when the disciples went out there, they did not sit. When they saw the demons, they did not say, let's wait till Jesus comes here. They didn't say that. They tread upon them. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out. And they left. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And they begin to walk. And he said to the dumb, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to speak and begin to hear. The moment they said that, the bad spirit that has clotted the ears and the mouth that they could not speak, they begin to disappear. They use the power and the authority given unto them. Let that power and authority given unto you begin to speak better things for you. If you sit and say, God, I'm dying, I'm telling you today, you will die. If you say, God, I'm suffering, I'm telling you, you will suffer. If you say, this sickness will not go, I'm telling you, the sickness will take you to the grave. Because he has given you something in your hands to use. I have not seen a soldier being given an armor that when he got to the battlefield, he got timid and then they shoot at him. That is what you are doing. They have given you the armor. You are fully prepared. But when you are at the battlefield, when you see your enemy, you drop it. Hey, Jesus, help us. Hey, help some people. Pick that armor. Begin to fire. Fire that missile. Let it hit target. Because they are targeting you. So you don't miss. You make sure it hit the target. Today, when you are firing, if a bomb, you will release, begin to release. If C4, you release, release. You see, I don't like bazooka. Because when you fire one, I have to reload. I don't want to reload. When I'm firing, I got to go. Until the last person goes down. Then I know there is no one. Then I reload. Then I go again if they are coming. You see, when you are firing the spirit, that's why I said, pray all the time. Do not cease praying. You see, when it says, do not cease praying, that is the firing of the missile. When they come, you are still firing. They will not even show their face. Who will show his face when there's coming? Nobody. Even on the battlefield, they all hide until you reload. When you reload, then they fire one. But when you reload and you stand up again, they all go down. That is why the Bible says, pray all the time. Do not cease praying. The moment you cease praying, they will be firing at you. Spiritual things. The moment you cease praying, they will fire. And trust me, when they fire, when they are firing, they fire big ones. Boom, boom. They don't warn in short. The devil doesn't warn in short. But we Christians, we warn in short. We go to bed. Lord, the prayer is there. When I sleep. You hang your prayer on the bed and you tell Jesus to read.
How many of you do that? How many of you didn't pray when you go to bed? Many of you. God have mercy. Hallelujah.
He says, pray all the time. Do not cease what? Praying. So today we're going to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to break every yoke. Every chain. You know. You see, the devil plays games, tricks with our minds. The Bible says we are going to arrest and capture those mind thing, that mind game that he plays us. It's written in there somewhere, right? It's written in there. In 2 Corinthians. It's written. He plays games with our mind. He captures our minds. Hallelujah. He put thoughts that you cannot make it. It tells you that this sickness will not go. This thing is beyond repair. Nothing is beyond repair. Hallelujah. Nothing is beyond repair. The repairer said, bring it to me and I'll repair it. And you said, no. There is somebody who can repair that thing. He said, bring it to me and I'll fix it. But instead of you bringing it to the right mechanic, you are going taking it to the plumber. There is a difference between a car mechanic and a plumber. Hallelujah. Take it to the repair shop. But you don't. You buy it to the plumbing supply shop. Amen. Say amen. You see, it baffles you when sometimes you don't think about the lesson. You see, you learn something, you take something with you, and you apply it. You see, when we come to church, we cannot tell you everything because it's not teaching time, it's preaching the word of God. But when you come to Bible lesson, you refuel, you know how to use certain missiles in your life. You know how to let Christ become effective in your life. Hallelujah. Because you are not fighting against what? Humans. You are not fighting against me. I'm not fighting against you. If our fight is man to man, then we don't have to be here. If our fight is man to man, then Jesus doesn't have to come. But our fight is not man to man. Our fight is against spiritual weaknesses and what? Evil spirit and evil powers. That governs and about you. That is our fight. That is said, put on the whole armor of God upon you so that you'll be able to stand in the days of the evil ones. And when you are standing, stand. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Hallelujah. Just be on your feet. You're going to pray. Begin to be on your feet. Today is the day we are breaking our fast. With what? Breaking every and casting, arresting every powers, every principalities, every mountain that is in your life. I'm telling you, children of God, this is the time for you to get serious and then claim what is yours. You made a complaint. He has called you to come and identify what is yours. You know what the devil stole from you. Begin to claim it. Say amen. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and close your eyes. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray and move every mountain that is in your life. Anything that the devil has taken from you, begin to claim them. Begin to break every yoke. Begin to break every yoke. Because the power and the spirit of the Lord is in this place. Begin to break every yoke in your life. Begin to move every mountain in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it's healing that you need, begin to speak healing in your life. Maleka broko son tolo bo seki yere mama. Imaya maleka bolo bo seki yere ma broko son tolo bo. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are breaking every yoke. We are breaking every yoke. In the name of Jesus, we break every yoke. In the name of Jesus. Imaya maleka boko son tolo bo seki yere mama. Imalema boko son tolo bo seki yere ma. Imbolo bo bo se yala ma peka boko son tolo bo. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Maya Maleka Beka Boko Sontolobo Seki Libama, Imbolobo Seki Libama Beka Yamama Shantalaba.
Imbolobo saiki yele mama boko sotolobo. Imayamaleki yele mama banka santalaba. Begin to pray. Begin to break everything. Begin to pray. Mayamaleka beka boko sotolobo. Imamaleka yama. Begin to send missiles into your enemy's camp. Begin to send missiles into your enemy's camp. Begin to send missiles into your enemy's camp. In my Amaleka Boko Sontolobo, Ekayama Shantalaba Bekayama, Imbolobo Sikiri Mama Shantalaba, Imbolobo Sikiri Mama Shantalaba, Imbolobo Sikiri Mama Bekayama, in the name of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord. Hallelujah! There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lord. Hallelujah! There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh, there is power, there is power, oh, power, hey, wonder-working power, oh, in the blood, hallelujah, of the Lord, hallelujah, there is power, oh, power, hey, wonder-working power,
in the precious blood.
If you are here and you want the Lord to touch you in a special way, just take a step forward. If you are here and you want the Lord to touch you in a special way, just take a step forward. Wherever you find pain, sickness, wherever it is, place your hand over there, because he has released the angel that stirs the pool every year. He has released him this moment and is walking among you. There is pool all over this place. There is pool all round about you this moment. The angel that stirs the pool is stirring round about you. My capro cosontolobo shake ye ma be. Immolobo saiki be capo cosontolobo sale ma be. Spirit of the living God. Male capro. Holy Ghost! Male seki be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You said when we speak, signs and wonders flow. You gave us power and authority over every powers, over every sicknesses, over every disease, over every demonic oppression of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, you demons of sicknesses, you demons of stress, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave right now. Your work has ended.
back and move in the name of Jesus. Through sickness, through demon of sickness that you have taken hold of this once here. I come to you not in my name. I come to you with the name that is above every other name. At the mention of your name, Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Begin to move in the name of Jesus. I plead the fire of the Holy Ghost. Spirit of a living God, Holy Ghost power, fire, begin to fire. In the name of Jesus, you sickness, sickness of blindness, sickness of poverty, heart sicknesses, sickness of the head, sickness of the stomach, sickness of the liver, sickness of the brain. In the name of Jesus, come on out. Breast cancer that you are hidden in the body. You think we have not identified you. You have been identified. Begin to move. Right now, move. In the name of Jesus. Maleka broko sotolobo. Holy Ghost fire. In the name of Jesus. Himbolobo sek yele mabe. Maleka broko sotolobo. In the name of Jesus. 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 Maleka broko sotolobo. In the name of Jesus. 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 For this cause you are given a name that is above every other name. At the mention of your name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Hey, begin to confess. Begin to confess. You sickness, begin to confess. You sickness, begin to confess. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Lose your hold. Every yoke, every mountain, begin to move. 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 Maleka bro. Begin to move. Begin to move. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. The power of God is round about you. Angels are round about you. They will catch you when you fall. They will catch you when you fall. And you breathe upon them. And you say, receive my spirit. Receive the Spirit of God. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Wherever you are, just lift up your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Healing has taken place. Deliverance has taken place. Begin to exalt the name of God. Begin to exalt Him. Begin to exalt Him. Lift up your hands. I see angels all over this place. Angels have drawn their sword. They are ready. They are ready. They are ready for battle. They are ready for battle. They are ready for battle. Whatever has been taken from you is being restored back unto you.
Whatever has been taken from you is being restored back unto you in the name of Jesus. 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 Father, we thank you and we give you the glory. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Be seated. Give a hand unto God. Give a big hand unto the Lord and be seated as you take your seat. Hallelujah.